BBC Radio Leeds.
It's 8:54. Right, talking about you, when you became a father for the first time, and there was a moment, wasn't there, when it was just you and the baby, all on your own, nappies and everything. Yeah, I hope that worked well for you. There's a new book out, it's called Baby Management for Men, and it's good for men because rather than talk about fluffy pillows and little storks, it tells you how to be a practical father in really plain and unvarnished language. It's written, this book, it's called Baby Management for Men, by Henk Hansen, who is on the line for the Netherlands. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, yeah, very well, thank you. Dave Simpson's also with us. Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Journalist with The Guardian. You've got a 10-month-old called Arthur Lee. How's Arthur?
He's fast asleep, just the way I like him.
That moment, it was just you and Arthur. Not your partner, no support, just you and the baby. How did that feel?
I was unconscious at the time because the first time I held him, I actually fainted. It was in the operating theatre. And we had to have an emergency cesarean, basically. And it all happens very, very quickly, and he rushed in. And the next thing you know, I heard a baby, and I thought, oh, wow, that's strange. Why is there a baby in the operating theatre? And then, of course, you realise, it's my baby. Huh? And somebody hands you the baby, and I was so overcome. I just said, quick, take the baby, and I just collapsed on the floor.
Well, Hen, you've written this book to explain to men like Dave, in very unvarnished language, how to cope with being a dad, not just at the moment of birth, but in the months and the years that follow. Why have you done it?
Well, you know, to be honest, I was scared as hell myself when my girlfriend told me I was to be a dad. And, you know, I ran to the bookstore, and I wanted to prepare myself. But I didn't find the book I was looking for. And fatherhood does come from the heart. There's nothing that will change that, even not a manual like I've written. But it's good to be prepared to, like the example Dave just gave, you know, before you're being knocked out on the floor, prepare yourself, read about it. There's a lot to be known before we have to do the job, to say it like that.
You talk about the baby's poo as being output, and that when you're feeding the baby, it's the input strategy. Now, Dave, as a bloke, is that appealing to you?
Yeah, I mean, I have terms like this. There's something what Arthur has called the water cannon, which I'm sure you can probably imagine what that is. You know, you have to avoid it, basically, during nappy changes.
Yeah. How marvellous. So would you have liked a book like this?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we went to a lot of NCT classes, and I must admit that was, I found that really, really helpful.
And Henk, you've had a lot of feedback. The men are getting this, are they?
Well, here in Holland, it's a huge success for a few years, and I've just sold the rights of the book to China, Brazil. It's been published in Germany. It's really, a metaphor that catches on, this management thing.
Thank you, Henk Hansen. The book is Baby Management for Men. You heard from Dave Simpson. He collapsed in a heap when he was handed his baby son, Arthur. It's Liz Green. I'll see you tomorrow. Be here from breakfast at 6:30. Wes is next.